Yo, this is your boy Voodoo Priest, man. Listen, guys, I know that I haven't been doing episodes. I do episodes every now and then, and when I'm in the mood, because I'm flowing and I'm not going to say I don't have anything to do, because I'm always busy doing something. But I just wanted to talk in this segment about who is the devil? Who is the devil? Who the devil represents when it comes to me? You know what I mean? The devil has many faces. The devil not only has many faces, but has many attributes, many qualities, and they are all negative. But this is just my interpretation of what that is. It does not mean that the devil is somebody that is not positive. It doesn't mean that it's not negative, but I'm just going to tell you what that means to me in the form of you understanding anything that is negative that is going on with you. We tend to call it bad luck. We tend to call it not only bad luck, but we tend to call it everything that is not going to take us to the next level, whether it could be procrastination, whether it could be fear, it could be self-doubt, whether it could be all laziness, you know, all those different things. So many people here spending a lot of money doing spells. Okay, so you go into a cast, somebody to cast a spell for you for money. It's obviously it's because you don't have the money. So if you don't have the money, why would you use the little bit of money that you have to actually do a spell that requires for you to bring money into your home? Because the simple fact is, money is not gonna come to your home until you get your ghetto ass up and start working, doing something about it. Ba-bop! So hold on, guys, I'm sorry, you know, sometimes I get emotional when I start speaking, and I just get, you know, carried away with my own emotions, and I start speaking like Speedy Gonzalez, like super fast, you know, and I don't know. But anyway, it's very important to understand that we have the keys. We have the control. We have the drive. We have the motivation. We don't need somebody else to motivate us in order for us to actually do what we need to do. You see what I'm saying? So if you want to be successful, once again, guys, ladies and gents, if you want to be successful, you got to know that success is going to come from within you. You, your ancestors, your spirits. Nobody can motivate you to be successful, because nobody want to be successful for you the way you want to be successful for yourself. And I said it really loud for all the people in the back. Y'all can hear me too, right? So all I'm saying to you is this. All you got to do is have a positive mindset. All you have to do is know that what it is that you want, you're going to get it. So you want a career. You want a better career. So what you're going to do, you're going to do it. Listen, guys, I have situations where I'm going to tell you what I experienced. And this is something that I experienced not too long ago. I was opening a checking account for one of my businesses. And when I was doing that, I remember I was speaking to the actual bank manager that does the openings of the, you know, bank or whatever. And for the bank account. And I noticed that everybody that was around her wasn't too satisfied. You could see their faces. You could feel the energy. You know what I mean? Like, they didn't want to be there. You could tell that they were ready to get out of work. It's just like, I don't know if you could tell, if it was the spirit was telling me and showing me these things, you know? And I'm saying to myself, wait a minute. So I started speaking to her, and I asked her, I said, what's going on? I mean, why are you doing this? If you don't mind me asking you, I know that you're the manager. Why are you doing this work? Why they're not doing the work, helping you or anything? She said, well, none of them show any type of interest. None of them shows any type of emotion. I said, do they go to you and ask you if you can teach them so that way they can move up in position, if they can do anything? And she was like, no, they don't even care. They don't even care. So a lot of us, we there complaining, hey, I want a promotion. But what are you doing? What are you doing for that promotion? Are you staying late? Are you staying extra hours without getting paid? What are you sacrificing for that? My word is always sacrifice. So what are you sacrificing? The majority of people, when they want something, they be like, I'm not doing that. I'm not getting paid for that. So why do I need to be doing that when I'm not getting paid for that? Why should I do that job when I'm not even in that position yet? I hear that a lot. Why am I doing that in that position when I'm not even there yet? So you get to a point where you start saying to yourself, okay, but if you're not there, why don't you get there? And obviously, you know, you are going to get promoted. Are you asking? Closed mouths don't get fed. Are you asking your managers? Are you asking the people? and say and asking them, look, what positions do you have? Can you train me? Can you teach me? Can you help me? How many people are out there doing that? Not a lot of people. So you have no competition. The competition is yourself. Open your mouth, tell them what you want, do whatever it takes and make it happen. Okay. You want to be a rapper. You want to be, I always use entertainment because I have a lot of celebrities actually listen to my stuff. And you know what I mean? And I'm pretty sure that they can actually testify to this. And what is it that you're talking about? You're talking about you want to become an actor, you want to become a rapper, you want to become all different things. But what are you doing? Are you creating? Are you going after shows? Are you doing what it takes to become famous? Are you sacrificing your time? Or are you over there hanging out with the people who are very toxic and they don't want nothing for themselves? Why are you hanging with those people? Start networking in the field that you want to be in and start letting yourself be known. That's how you're going to do it. So you know how you're going to stop the devil from actually eating? You're going to starve the motherfucker. Yes, you're going to starve the motherfucker to death. Why are you going to starve him? Because you are going to have that self-doubt. You're going to turn it into no self at all. When it comes to that confidence, you're going to have so much confidence that people are going to believe you. Even if you ain't on that level yet, I say, yo, you know what I mean? When it talks about fake it till you make it. Fake it till you make it has nothing to do about you lying about what it is that you got going on. Fake it till you make it is you acting like you already own it, like you already have it. Why are you telling people that you want to do this? Oh, I want to be a writer. Oh, you know what? I want to be an actor. Oh, you know what? I want to be a CEO. Why are you saying that? Why are you not telling people already? You know what? I am an actor. I am a CEO. I am a rapper. I am a very famous rapper. Everybody know me all over the world. Why are you saying that? Why you ain't saying things like that? Why? I just want to know why you ain't doing it. You know what I'm saying? So you got all these situations that you want to know who the devil is. Oh, you know, the devil, he has a fork and he has two big horns and he scares me, you know, and this and that. It's you scaring yourself. Stop being lazy. You know what I mean? There are reasons why some of us are lazy. There are reasons why some of us procrastinate. And all this has a lot to do with fear. You see what I'm saying? Fear, fear, fear. We always fear everything. But then what? Guess what? You fear what? Everybody fear that more than they fear death. They fear failing. And guess what? People say failing is not an option. Oh, yes, it is. Failing, it is an option because you got to go through the failing process in order for you to receive those success and receive riches. You want to do love, you want to do money spells so you can buy a scratchy and you can make money. You know what I'm saying? What you need to do is go scratch your ass. And then you're going to realize that you ain't going to make it unless you go do what you got to do. That's the type of scratchy you got to get. The type of scratchy that you got to get. So stop feeding the devil. That is the devil. The devil is negative attributes within ourselves. You see what I'm saying? I want to hear people saying, yo, Voodoo, I heard your message. You know what? And made me the person that I am today because I know for a fact I am a king. I am a co-creator. I am a queen. If you are a lady, I am a co-creator. Do you say that to yourself? Say that to yourself right now while you're listening to this. Say it. I am a co-creator. Everything that I create, it manifests. Everything I touch turns into gold. It turns into money. I am wealthy. I have everything I desire. Even if you don't have it yet, you gotta feel like you have it. You gotta smell it. You have to touch it. You have to feel it. You got to do that. Stop listening to non-factor bootleg people. Stop listening to people. People don't want what you want for yourself more than you want it for yourself. Majority of people don't want that. And majority of people will tell you not to do it because they are reflecting their fears on you. If you listening to your family, if you listening to your friends, and you not doing what you love doing because you listening to them, that makes you weak. You is weak. You want to be that chief. You want to be that leader. You want to be that king. You want to be that queen. It's time for you to start living your own journey and stop listening to people dictate what the fuck you should be doing. Yo, I don't know what is going on here, but it's just like, you know what I'm saying? I feel like I have some sort of you know what I'm saying? Dinosaur. You know what I'm saying? Like right now, channeling some type of dinosaur that I just feel like spitting fire. Call me Voodoo Priest, man, aka Dinosaur. Jurassic Park. I don't give a fuck what you call me. Just do it. Get to the point of now thinking. Get a piece of paper and get a pen. Hold it with you everywhere you go. And when you start having an idea, that's an answer. And guess what? Answers are ancestors. Who are your ancestors? Your ancestors, what you get inside your DNA that you think that for whatever reason is your imagination. You feel, oh, you know what? That's my imagination. No, it ain't your imagination. That is your spirit that is telling you exactly the steps that you have to take in order for you to achieve. And every time you're going to get a new idea, a new idea, a new idea. But guess what? You got to network. You got to be around the people. You got to be around the things. You got to be around the people who shares the same passion as you. You want to be an actor? Hang out with people who want to become actors and actresses. Be around that type of industry. You want to be a carpenter? Be around people. Make friends. Social media. Social media. Come on now, guys. Social media is the place. All you got to do is get organic people just by typing the type of people that you want to follow and you want to follow you. So if you want to be a rapper, go to groups where they do rapping. You want to be a model, go to groups where people do modeling and start mingling and connecting with people, because by you doing that, spirits is going to give you things without you even knowing. No matter what it is that you do, and no matter what it is that you ask, spirits is going to give you the answer. Trust me, no matter how bad you think it is, spirits is going to give you the answer. I just wanted to talk about the devil. Yes, Mr. Devil. Mr. Devil that everybody is afraid of. Mr. Devil that everybody feels like they got a curse that they got to remove in order for them to actually do what is needed, in order for them to get to where they need to get. Bye-bye. Listen, guys. Listen. This is Voodoo Priest, man. So make sure that if you are listening to this podcast and you don't want to miss any of my future episodes, make sure that you turn the notifications on. If you are on Anchor FM, if you are on Spotify, whatever podcast you got going on, turn your notifications on from me. So that way you get it automatically and you get a notification and you listen to me. Listen, you want to be a spiritual individual. You want to be highly elevated. There are principles to get there. You want to learn about magic. There are principles to get there. Learn these principles and you will become the biggest magician that you could ever exist. Because guess what? You are special. I want you to repeat after me. I want you to say, I am special. I am worthy. I got the skills needed to make it happen. I got the cojones grandes to make it happen. I am the co-creator. I want you to repeat those things. And I want you to say them over and over and over. Because if you don't do it and you continue to do the same shit, that is the definition of insanity. Doing things the same way and doing it all the time and expecting a change. That means you is crazy. If you keep doing that and things are going to change. And the majority of times, because we don't want to fail our families, or we don't want to fail our friends, or we don't want people to laugh at us, and we don't want people to tell us that it's not what we should do. Hell, who the fuck is them? Who the fuck is they? They ain't shit. They got to follow their fucking journey, because they ain't going to listen to you. They're going to listen to themselves. If they are motherfucking a leader, if they are chiefs, regardless of whether things are negative or positive in their lives, they're doing what they fucking want to do. Get rich or die trying. I don't like using the word trying, but get rich or die trying. Even if you don't make it, which is not going to be the case if you want it bad enough, at least you die with that in the back of your mind, and you did not die in your deathbed thinking that you wish you can come back so you can do the things that you didn't do because you were listening to people who ain't never going to be nobody. Follow me on my Instagram, Voodoo Priest Man. Go ahead and join my YouTube channel, Voodoo Priest Man, and my Facebook group. Yes, I have a Facebook group called Voodoo Priest Man as well. Follow me everywhere. I don't care where you follow me. And let's take full responsibility so that way when you do a ritual, it's just going to happen just because you co-created it. Until next one, your host, Voodoo Priest Man. I love y'all.